I had never done an internship before, so I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, part of me thought that, oh, okay, you know, we're going to be interns, going to be doing interny things like getting coffee or getting lunch, and, you know, maybe we'll have a chance to do some cool things, sit in on some meetings or meet some cool people or edit some report. But it ended up being completely opposite of that. There really was no chance for us to be doing interny things because we were needed for much more important things, whether it was reading, analyzing reports, creating reports, writing these memos for the policy staffers. I felt like I was a really instrumental in the whole policy process.
What was so transformative about this internship that made you completely change your career focus?
Throughout my undergraduate career, there always had been an interest in economics. I was taking as many economics courses as I could. I went to London to take another economics course, and this just seemed another way to see if economics was something that I was interested in. I will say one of the things was it made me have a much more positive view of the executive office, particularly the White House, especially because everybody that I was working with was so smart, so bright. They really cared about the issue, how it would affect the country, the world, and what they could do to put the best possible, maybe rulemaking, legislation, initiative out there.
I was going to ask about how your opinion on politics and politicians changed because your generation and mine, we've kind of come of age constantly hearing about the collapsed economy and the broken government and how our politicians are so detached from reality. So your views on these things changed by what you saw.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were a lot of conversations that, like, okay, well, you know, this is what we'd like to do. How can we do it so that it will be able to get through the gridlock in Congress? Because there is a recognition of not only the perception, but some of the reality of how difficult it is now to get things done. And there was a very conscious effort to try and do that.
So your internship, it offered a lot more than just delivering papers or making copies, but it's also important to note that you weren't getting paid to do any of these things. Could you just give us a general ballpark figure of what your living expenses were during that time?
Yeah, the biggest living expense is definitely housing. And it was really interesting actually during the course of the internship. This was something that came up just in the office. We were talking about it a lot, was how expensive it was to take on this unpaid internship, particularly because of the high cost of living in DC. And we even talked to the internship program to see if there were ways that maybe they could put out a stipend, at least for those that were not able to afford to take the summer off, pay $2,000 to $3,000 just for housing over the summer.
Very recently, you had groups like the Fair Trade Campaign that were pressuring the White House to pay its interns precisely for that reason, because some people thought it was unfair that this life-changing opportunity may only be available to someone with the ability to drop a few thousand dollars in one summer. And you do feel that it should be paid or there should be some sort of stipend for people who might have trouble financially.
Yeah, particularly this summer, there seemed to be a lot of press about, oh, you know, 30% of the students are going to Ivy League universities. You know, why don't we see more representation from, say, public universities? I mean, I think they're working on it, and I know there are just some legal hurdles that need to be done.
Did you feel intimidated at all being from a public university and being around many students who weren't?
No, not at all. That was the best thing, was there were wonderful mix of students from everywhere. I mean, there were people from Harvard and Yale, but there were also people from your public universities, and it was more of just like, we're all here having this amazing experience, let's make the most of it.
And what's some advice that you would give to other students interning in faraway, intimidating workplaces?
Really go out there, try and take advantage of every little thing that you can. Talk to your supervisor, what are they expecting? Try and figure out what they're working on, what's the group that you're working with, what are they working on, and really try and embed yourself into the DNA of the organization, and you will get so much out of it.